Welcome back, everyone, to Tishrei in Halacha and Machshava. I want to share with you a beautiful idea to do with Yom Kippur. We read in the Musaf prayer of Yom Kippur all about the Avodah, the service of the Kohen Gadol when he would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Holy of Holies, the only time in the year where he would do that. He was the only person who was allowed to do that. And after this unbelievable moment of coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would walk out and he would pray a Tefillah Ktzara, a short tefillah, a short prayer. And basically what it is davening to Hashem that all the Jewish people should have what they need physically. Parnasa, it should be rain. Very physical, mundane, down-to-earth requests. So you would think that when a Kohen Gadol comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in this amazing spiritual experience, he's in this unbelievable connection to Hashem, he would be davening for spiritual things, for godly revelations. Why is he the first thing the Kohen Gadol does when he walks out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The first thing he does is daven for physical things. Very strange outcome of this unbelievable spiritual experience. So the lesson is, the answer and the lesson is as follows. That by a Yid, by a Jew, our gashmias, our physical needs, are not independent from our spiritual experiences. And that's true on two levels. First of all, when we experience physical things, we're not doing it like everyone else. It's not that we keep Torah and mitzvahs, and then we go back to eating, sleeping, drinking, and doing what everyone else does. No, our physical experiences have to be permeated and inspired by our spiritual experiences. When we eat, that we have to eat like a Yid. We have to drink like a Yid. We have to sleep like a Yid. We have to engage in business like a Yid. Everything that we do needs to be transformed from the spiritual experience that we go through. But also, it's not only that. On a deeper level, our physical life is dependent on our spiritual life. Because we know that the Torah says, if we listen to Hashem's mitzvahs, then Hashem will give us rain. Hashem will give us everything we need. In other words, yes, it's true that we have to do physically, naturally, what we need to do. But all of that is just a keli. It's just a vessel. It's just merely like a wallet in which you put money in. You don't focus too much on your wallet. You focus more on the money that goes in the wallet. So too by a Jew. A Jew looks at the physical things which we do in order to survive as a keli, as a vessel. What is the actual money, so to speak? What is the actual blessing? Birchas Hashem hitasher. It's the bracha of Hashem. It's all straight from Hashem. Hashem just asks us to create a vessel upon which the bracha can go on. Therefore, one of the outcomes of that perspective is, sometimes a person thinks, if I go to a shir, if I come to a minyan, I'm not going to have so much time to do business. I'll lose money. Says the Torah, we read on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh. He goes into a spiritual experience, which represents the idea of going to learn Torah, of going to daven. You might think that time spent there will equal having less physical sustenance, having less things, less money, less parnasa. As soon as he comes out, what does he daven about? Physical things, to show us that no. Actually, dafka when you spend time in the Kodesh, dafka when you learn Torah and you daven Niki Mitzvahs, that's when the brachas of Hashem, that's when the blessings of Hashem comes to you. Have a wonderful day.